It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Eastern Coyote has been around since the mid-1800s. By the mid-20th century, it began making its way from the New England area to Pennsylvania. And now they're appearing in Hazelwood, the West End, Southside Slopes, and other communities in the city. If you're wondering if there is a coyote in your neighborhood, this is one sound that you can listen for. Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette outdoors writer John Hayes is familiar with that sound. He's been writing about the coyote phenomenon in Pittsburgh and joins us now. John Hayes, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
How are you? Was that you howling again?
Yeah, that was me. I just need to let my inner coyote out sometimes. Why are coyotes showing up here?
Coyotes are the perfect predator. The coyotes we have here in the eastern part of the United States are a bit bigger than the western coyotes. These coyotes in the mid-1800s bred with wolves. These are sort of a crossbreed of wolves and coyotes. They migrated down through New England, and by the 1940s, they were in Maryland, New York, Pennsylvania, this area. And in about the 80s, they started showing up in suburbs. They're exactly the right size to eat the available food, I'm told. Bigger animals may need bigger prey or a lot of smaller prey, but coyotes are just perfect for this area. I mean, they're not taking down adult deer, but they're eating squirrels and rabbits and everything else about that size that they can get, including trash and kitty, if kitty is out in the backyard at the wrong time.
Right. That I'm sure is one question that that people have is, are coyotes a threat to our pets?
Yes.
And,
yeah, if you have outdoor pets, you're taking a risk. I mean, I have a couple of feral cats in my backyard that I take care of, and every time I hear, you know, something, some animal out in the backyard, I worry about mine. So, I mean, every time I see a cat on a telephone pole, a poster of a cat on a telephone pole saying cat lost, I kind of sigh and think, maybe not lost, maybe just lunch.
412-246-2002. If you've had a encounter with a coyote, we'd like to hear from you. Again, 412-246-2002. Are you seeing coyotes where you live? They are showing up in parts of Pittsburgh. What encounters have you had, if any, and what are the concerns or questions that you have for our guest, John Hayes, outdoor writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette? 412-246-2002, the number to call to join the conversation. So, John, when you say that the coyotes are a threat to pets, we're not just talking about cats, which are smaller animals, or small dogs.
Cats and small dogs. If you have a big dog, they're not going to bother you, unless your dog is near a den when there are pups in there. A couple of years ago, I wrote about a woman in North Park walking her dog off trail, and four or five coyotes just came out of nowhere and started chasing the dog. The dog ran between the lady's legs, and she was like trying to shoo them away. She was really frightened. Now, people aren't in any danger. They're not going to hurt your kids. They're not going to hurt you. Rabidity it's not rare in coyotes, but rabidity is much more prevalent in bats, raccoons, skunks, that kind of thing. But, they'll chase a dog if they sense that another canine is encroaching on their den or in their area. They, when coyotes come in, they really decimate the fox population, especially red foxes. Gray foxes can climb a tree, but red foxes are either killed or chased out of the area because coyotes are the dominant canine. I got a quote I want to read to you from a story I did, last year.
Sure.
This is from Tom Hardinsky. He's the chief fur bearer biologist for the Pennsylvania Game Commission. He said, "We're almost maxed out in Pennsylvania as far as coyote density and range. They're everywhere. You said, we're at the point where there's nothing we can do to change the number of coyotes out there. Take some of them out of the population, and they'll be replenished in a year or two. Our strategy is to live with them, do things differently so we can exist, coexist.
So how have they adapted here to living in cities where...
You know, they adapt very well to urban areas, suburbs, and cities. They're extremely secretive, so they're probably around you and you don't know it.
Hmm.
They've probably seen you, whether you're driving by or they see you in the backyard or something. They could, like all animals, they're looking for food. Food is most prevalent around people. The way we landscape our yards and feed birds and put, you know, corn out for squirrels and stuff, there's tons and tons of food. More food easily available in the suburbs and city areas than there is way back in the woods. They can live, sometimes you see pine trees with branches that are kind of low to the ground, you know. There could be a den under there. They could have a den under your deck or under your shed. They're very secretive. They're extremely smart. They work together in units. You know,
do they live in packs like wolves?
Not exactly packs. They live in family units. They're accused of being in packs, but it's just families. It's a family living in a den together. They kind of spread out a bit outside of mating season. Interesting thing about mating season with coyotes, the males are only ready to mate during the mating season, unlike most other mammals where the males are always ready. But coyotes are quite different in that way.
Mm. Let's take a call from Eric in Glenshaw. Eric, we're tight on time, so go ahead quickly with your question, if you would.
It's kind of funny that you're discussing this. Last night, I let my dogs out. I have about a quarter-acre fenced yard, and let my dogs out, and two of them were out there, started barking, and I was kind of wondering what they were barking at. And as soon as I went outside, I heard what I thought could have been a coyote, and I was kind of curious if you could verify it. It almost sounds like a distressed dog type of a sound, like a high pitch, but shorter than, you know, like the howling type of sound that you played earlier.
Yeah, we have another coyote sound if you want to hear it. Let's listen. So that's a good question, Eric. What is the difference between a coyote howl and a dog howl? We've got about 30-40 seconds here, John, if you want to tackle that.
Well, I think you just played two good examples of it. They do sound a bit different. But you're probably not going to hear them much. You can't find their scat. Their tracks look just like the tracks of a small dog. Just know that they're there. They're not going to hurt you or your kids. And there's nothing you can do about it but just learn to live with them.
As they have apparently learned to live with us. John Hayes is the outdoors writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's written about coyotes, which are showing up prominently in Pittsburgh. John Hayes, as always, great thanks.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll introduce you to two NASA astronauts from the Pittsburgh area. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening, and so long for now.